You're listening to episode 26. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. This is the podcast all about pouring the labor, care, and study into the roles that God has given us as wives, moms, women, and His children. It is meant to inspire us to be living with passion, intention, beauty, and delight in the everyday moments right where we're at. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe, from BoldTurquoise.com and CultivatingTheLovely.com, along with the Cultivating the Lovely show on Periscope and now Facebook Live. Yes, ladies, we have brought back the morning show with lots of fun changes. So starting this week, we have begun doing a show every single morning. I can't guarantee that we'll always be every single morning, but right now we've got some great momentum. Mondays are just kind of about mom life and regular stuff and fun things that happen that I just want to be able to talk about with all of you. Tuesdays, we're talking about faith and our heart and hand challenge. Wednesdays are all about homeschooling, and it's so fun to be able to go over different curriculum that we're using and questions from all of you. Thursdays are about homemaking, and Fridays I'm dubbing Crunchy Fridays, when we are going to talk about all sorts of fun, crunchy topics that you guys have been asking me about for a while. I'm also, of course, going to be talking about planners all throughout the week and having different things on social media about those. But in addition to the fun morning shows, we have brand spanking new show notes that are actually blog posts that I'm writing every day and incorporating into everything that's going on. So be sure that you're subscribed to the blog if you haven't been yet, because we've got lots of fun new things happening with the blog coming up this spring and this summer. Freebies for all of you. So make sure you head over to BoldTurquoise.com and get subscribed so that you don't miss anything. All right, you guys, this episode is really fun, a little bit of a change of pace. I've got Erica Hull back on the show, and we're just talking about favors that we can do ourselves in this time when, you know, everybody's just kind of sick of winter. Now, as you can probably hear, I have been sick for the last couple of weeks. My voice is kind of gravelly. It is on this episode. I'm so sorry, but I think you're really going to enjoy this episode. It's just got lots of fun stuff, including a downloadable bookmark, again, for all of the subscribers to the blog. So if you are subscribed, you're going to be able to get access to the fun little add-ons that we have for this episode. So if you want to find those, you can go over to boldturquoise.com/26 and make sure to also pop by our sponsor, preptish.com/lovely. Okay, let's just get on with this show because it's lots of fun. Welcome back, Erica.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you back this week because you're one of my favorite people to talk about this topic with. Mm-hmm. Today, everybody, we're going to be talking about what you can be doing to do yourself some favors, because this time of year, I think it's hard. A lot of people are just kind of dreary and worn out from the gloomy days and winter being long, and it's that hardest part of the year. I know, especially as a homeschooler, it's really hard to get that motivation, mm-hmm. but even in my homemaking and just getting out of bed in the morning, it can feel really difficult. And so Erica and I today just wanted to talk about some tips of things you can do to take care of yourself a little bit better, reward yourself a little bit, motivate yourself, and just help us all to kind of pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and get back going at the end of February, heading into spring, so that we just have a little bit more gumption, I guess.
Absolutely. You got to shake off that cooped up feeling.
Yes, exactly. And so we just kind of have a whole lineup of tips that we want to talk about, and we even have a fun printable. So you can find that in our show notes at boldturquoise.com/26. So let's jump right in with our tips. I am going to give my first one, which if you've been watching me on my Insta stories, then you probably have seen recently. I did a whole little thing on me washing my face one night. I know this sounds really obvious, but I've been talking to a lot of women lately who don't wash their faces, and it flabbergasted me because it's something I've always done. My mom always told me, never go to bed at night with your makeup on. I always, always take my makeup off. I feel like I can't even lay down if I have my makeup on my face. Are you that way, Erica?
I'm so guilty.
Oh, you're one of the women.
I am. I'm like over here raising my hand. I am so guilty of that. But it's so true that when I do it, I do feel refreshed. Even like in the middle of the day, if I take like 2 minutes to wash my face, I feel like a brand new woman.
Yeah.
So, but I have to raise my hand. I'm guilty of going to bed several times with my makeup on.
I am going to slap the backs of all of your hands because I grew up in the theater and I even did some film work. And so I worked with makeup artists and stuff, and they were always talking to me about the importance of skincare. And so I think from a really young age, it was just ingrained in me that it was super important. And so I think even if it's just starting out super simple, I mean, I have like all my favorite products that I use. I use a Clarisonic Pro brush to really get it all clean and exfoliate and all that stuff. And I have, you know, certain face washes and serums and everything that I really enjoy. But you don't have to start there. Just start committing to every night taking off your makeup. Just get some simple, I mean, not, don't go buy like Neutrogena or something.
I can't use a bar of soap.
No, don't you dare reach for the hand soap. Like, go get yourself some kind of face wash. If you're just looking for really something simple, not super expensive, head out to Trader Joe's and get their Nourish brand and at least just get that makeup off. Then we can work from there. We can add on to your routine, but I promise you will feel so much better going to sleep at night and so much better in the morning when you wake up and your face isn't just like caked with makeup and raccoon eyes and all of that. Plus, you're going to save your skin. Like, you're not going to age as quickly if you give yourself a fresh face at night. That is my big, like, this not only will reward you now, but in years to come. Yes.
When your kids are no longer home.
Yes.
No, I think that one's a great one, because a lot of times what happens is we get so busy and by the end of the evening, we're not even thinking about any type of nightly routine. We're just like, yeah, we just crash.
Yeah.
Or we fall asleep on the couch. You know, I know many of us do that. And so you fall asleep on the couch and you're like stumbling to find your bed. So I think that's a great one, just to take a few moments in the evening to close out your day and spend it on you.
Yeah, just kind of remind yourself like, oh, I am a human. Like, I can kind of take care of myself a little bit, especially if you have like really little ones and stuff. You just can get so easily lost in the shuffle. And I think those nights where I always make sure that I wash my face, if you want to kick it up one more notch, put on some moisturizer, brush your teeth, and go to bed. You'll just feel like a new woman.
Teeth so. Brushing? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I know. I do that.
Oh, thankfully. Okay. Give us one of your tips, Erica.
I am going to say that just like we're doing right now, I think if you just take a few moments to spend time talking to a friend, yes, having some fun chit chat, you can become so energized, even if it's just a couple minutes. And yeah, I know that you're going to be talking about this in the future, so I won't talk about it too much, but most of our friendships are online.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because you can just reach out and, you know, whether it's Voxer or texting or even just a Instagram DM and have that exchange. It's reviving in a way. And you can kind of talk about what's going on and go, okay, I'll meet you back here in 20 minutes. Tell me how much you got done.
Yes.
And it's a treat for you, but it's also rewarding because you're also being motivated to get stuff done as well.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I've done that with a friend recently where we like raced each other. How much can you clean in the next 20 minutes? And you can show each other now with all of these apps where you've got video and everything. And it's different than jumping on social media. Because that's like so many random people from your past that you don't have like that real connection with. I think it's something totally different when you find a couple of ladies online, which, let's face it, it is often easier to find people who you really like and you really agree with and you have lots in common with online, because you've got way more people to choose from.
Millions.
Yes. But when you have that friend long distance, they can still be kind of a part of your daily life. And that, like you're saying, just taking those few minutes to connect with another adult can make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to piggyback off of that one. And if you're just wanting like some adult voices, do yourself a favor and subscribe to a few podcasts. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this, you already listen to something. But I even have a daily show that I listen to that's just a goofy radio show called The Wally Show from Way FM. But I love it because it's got a little bit of news. It's got a little bit of fun. They talk about some serious stuff and some faith stuff mixed in there. And it just makes me feel like there's other adult conversation going on in the room. And that can seriously be my savior, especially when I'm making dinner.
Absolutely. Or folding laundry, because, you know, we all love to do that.
That's the best.
That's when I listen to podcasts and books.
Yes.
I get a lot of my book reading done through my headphones.
Yes. I actually had shied away a little bit from the audiobooks this year, but I just started picking them up again because I'm getting my daughter to sleep really well in her room with her sister. And if I'm looking at my phone, it like lights up the whole room. But I don't want to just sit there waiting for her to go to sleep doing nothing, because then I'll fall asleep. So the audiobooks are the perfect answer because they can't hear it. It doesn't add any light to the room, but I'm still like engaged in something, and it can either be something fun or something I'm learning. So I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah. I think my biggest thing too is I make sure that I do either read or listen to something fun, silly, intriguing, a mystery, something that I'm not diving in and learning.
Yeah.
Because your brain needs a break and you need to be refreshed. And so I think that those type of topics, things that you're interested in that aren't necessarily, you know, the new parenting method or, you know, a new way to cook. It's just something that you can kind of escape for a few minutes.
Yes, absolutely.
I think those, you're doing yourself a favor by relaxing.
Yes.
And it's a relaxing mode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that a little bit on the podcast episode with Rebecca about books.
Like,
don't slog through something. You can listen to something that you just enjoy, and that's okay. I know one of my favorite listened so far this year, I just listened to last week, was Lauren Graham's new book, Talking as Fast as I Can. And it's from the first time she filmed Gilmore Girls to the last time she filmed Gilmore Girls. And, you know, disclaimer, obviously, this is not a Christian book. I'm just putting that out there, obviously. But if you have enjoyed Gilmore Girls or any of the other stuff that Lauren Graham has been in, she's just a fun personality. And that so comes through in her writing, and then especially when she's reading it herself, it's hilarious, which was a little bit of a problem while I was putting the girls to sleep, because I was like trying not to totally crack up in their room, but recommend that one.
Yeah, that one's definitely on my list.
Yeah, it's a really
definitely
good
on my list. Well, I would have to say, kind of like tying into that, because sometimes I will do this while I'm doing my next one, is I try to take time in the night after everybody's in bed, even to take a 15-20 minute bath.
I'm so jealous.
But I'm not talking about like soaking in the tub for hours, but I do put like my salts in it, or I'll use a bath bomb, and that's my treat. That's like, I look forward to those moments. And like I said, it's never really long period of time, but it's just enough that I can say, I'm human.
Yes.
Like, I can relax and I can take a moment to just close my eyes and not think for just those, you know, 15 minutes or whatever I get.
I think especially for moms who struggle with insomnia, which I know that sounds like an oxymoron, like, oh, moms are so exhausted, they should be able to fall right asleep. But a lot of times I can't. And I think doing something like that would be so helpful, especially if you added in like Epsom salts and then you're getting the magnesium into your body, and it really helps you to be able to go to sleep.
Yeah, and I do. I suffer from insomnia horribly. And what I find myself sometimes is being on my phone too much.
Yep.
And so this is what I'm trying to do to replace that, and just saying, okay, these evenings, this is what I'm going to do. And it just really relaxes me before it's time to go to bed.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And kind of going off of that, something that I've been doing lately, if you've been following me on Insta stories again, then you've probably heard me talk about this, but my husband and I have been really upping our doses of vitamin D and vitamin K. And the other one that's supposed to go along with those. Now, okay, I should add the disclaimer here. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. But hey, this has been good for us. So along with the vitamin D and the vitamin K, you're supposed to take magnesium. But if you take it orally, your body doesn't absorb it very well. But if you actually put it on your skin, you're able to more efficiently absorb it. And so we got just some magnesium lotion off of Amazon, and every night we put that on, and it has been really helping me to go to sleep faster and to just feel more rested.
That's a good one. I actually have some. I should see. You're even reminding me of there things that I can do. Yeah.
So here's the tip here, ladies, along with that, take your vitamins. Like, yes. This is a favor that you can do for yourself of taking care of yourself and being able to just be healthy. Here I am saying be healthy as I'm like coming off another sickness. But I feel like I'm probably getting over it faster than I would have if I hadn't been taking things. And so we need to be taking care of our bodies so that we can take care of our families. I know that it feels impossible when I don't feel well to do everything that I need to do. But if I'm Absolutely. Like, okay, then even if I'm lacking motivation or whatever, you can get past that if your body doesn't feel just bedraggled.
Sluggish.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I've actually made it a point to start doing mine in the morning with a protein shake, because I found with a new baby, I overlook taking care of myself, especially in the morning, eating breakfast and, you know, the things that we would normally do, I skip. And so I've been very determined. I'm going on 3 weeks now where I made sure I had a shake and I take all of my vitamins and supplements. And my day has been so different.
Yeah, I bet.
So different. I don't feel tired. I don't feel the need to take a nap like 4 times a day anymore. You know, just a normal one that I would like to, but I can't. But it's just been really, really wonderful. And so I make a point, and I can tell the days that I don't. Whole entire productivity for the rest of the day is completely different than when I do take just that 10 minutes to make a shake and drink it and take my vitamins.
Well, and I think you hit on something else there too, of piggybacking things that you want to make sure you get done off of other things that you're doing. Like you're saying, okay, when I get my shake, I am going to take my vitamins because it's so easy to forget those things. But if you kind of attach them to something else, then it helps you to remember to do them.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to, I mean, in a sense that, you know, we talk about, we've talked about this before about planning and different things and all the things, planners and stuff. But if you don't plan it and make it a priority, it's not going to happen. And it's even with those little things of just taking a couple vitamins. And so if you need to attach it to something, I do this and I do this, it becomes more of a routine. And then it's not such a struggle to remember from day to day.
Yeah, I totally agree. Which brings me to something else that you brought up. Man, we've got just like the most amazing segues in this episode. Using your planner. Okay, so I have been a planner girl, I mean, like I've discussed, all my life, but really seriously, for probably the last 2.5, 3 years, I would say, of really seriously using it consistently. But you know me, I like to make my planner pretty, and there it almost can sometimes become a roadblock if I haven't gotten my week decorated like soon enough in advance to start writing things on it. I'm like, I can't write anything in there because what if I want to paint that spot? Like,
I don't have a sticker there.
Exactly. Like, I don't know what's going to be covered and what's not. So a couple weeks ago when it was just like we'd been sick and things had been crazy, and I sat down and I had a talk with myself. I said, girl, you got to use your planner. Like, if it's not going to be decorated for a week, it's a happy planner, for goodness sakes. It's still pretty. Like, it's going to be okay. So just go ahead and write your to-dos, and next week's a new start. And I'm so glad I actually used it, because it did make a big difference. I think when you're actually trying to not hold all that information in your head, when you just put it down on the paper, I think we talked about this a lot in the very first episode of Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast with Misty Winkler. Like, she talks about that all the time. get the stuff out of your brain and put it on the paper. It's so much less exhausting that way.
It is. It is. And so many times we try to hold so much. And then what happens is we forget about it. And yes. then we cause ourselves more stress.
Yes.
Because we forgot the Valentine's or that, you know, we need a special dinner for that night because nobody's going to be home until late.
Yeah.
Like, and those are the things that once they start piling up and you have multiple days that that's happened, even over a course of a month, yeah. and especially when it's cold outside and you're doing, like, you're just piling things on yourself and yeah. then you just can't see the light. Like, you're just like, I'm doing everything wrong. I can't, you know, and that's yeah. That's what we want to prevent.
Yes.
We don't want to get to that point because it's hard to recover when you're a mom from that point.
Yes, it really is. And I think that when you're really efficiently using your planner, even if it's not pretty, when you're really writing everything down, you realize how many things affect other things. It's like mm-hmm. when I was sitting down doing my plan for this week, and it's like, we've got basketball. This is the week of overlap for us. So we've got basketball Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's affecting our meal plan and what I'm getting done in the day and what time we have to leave and when I need to have snacks ready by, depending on, you know, when we're going to basketball and other things that are going on. Like, everything is so intertwined. When I have it all down on that weekly spread, I feel like I'm going into my week this week just like, okay, I can do this because I've forethought everything. I'm not right. going to be in the middle of it trying to figure out what to do and how to make it happen, which is the other thing you ladies need to be doing for yourselves if you aren't already, and that is meal planning. We're going to take a break in just a second for you to hear a commercial from our sponsor currently, PrepDish.com. But man, it makes all the difference. My friends who try to head to the store without any kind of meal plan, it makes me go cross-eyed. I'm like, how is that even possible? Like, how do you shop when you don't know what you're trying to buy? And actually, meal planning, not just dinners, but taking into account other things to have on hand for breakfast and lunches and snacks. I just think that one thing alone, if you do nothing else for yourself, do yourself this favor of figuring out what your family's going to eat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've been talking with people. I kind of organized a meal planning group because so many people were like, I can't meal plan. How do I do it? I can't think of ideas. And, you know, the one thing that has saved me in having all of these kids, and, you know, they range from 16 to newborn, basically.
Yeah.
So I have people going every different direction was to really, really develop a master meals list of just food that I know that my family likes, first of all. Two, that I know how to make and I don't really have to stress about it. I pretty much know the ingredients. It's not much that I have to really measure type of meals. And incorporating those into my meal plan each week so it's less stress on me.
Yeah.
And then maybe throw in one new recipe, you know, one night where I know nobody's going anywhere. Right. Nobody's rushing to basketball. Nobody's going to their job. That I will have time to actually fun cook is what I call it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the night that I can turn on music and we'll just have fun cooking. All the other nights are, we got to get this done now.
Yes. And a great thing to be able to use to just keep that master list of recipes is plan to eat, because it's so easy to then be able to just scan through them and put them on your calendar. And if you have that, that's awesome. I think if that feels still overwhelming to you, then PrepDish is an amazing way to go. So let's actually take a break right now and hear a little bit about how awesome PrepDish is. Well, as you ladies know, PrepDish.com is currently our sponsor for Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. They have been so wonderful to work with. And if you guys haven't been over to PrepDish.com/lovely to get your 2-week free trial, I don't know what you're waiting for, because this service is so, so helpful. You guys, it can be really hard to figure out what our families want to eat and make sure that we can get it on the table in a timely manner. But PrepDish helps you with that. All of their recipes are either gluten-free or paleo. They're kid-friendly. My kids love to eat this food, and they give you your full shopping list. So you go, you get your stuff, you just spend a couple of hours getting everything prepped ahead of time, and then man, When you get to dinner, or they even have breakfast and snacks included, even a dessert, all you have to do is spend 5 to 10 minutes and you're done. Our life seems to just get busier and busier lately. There's so much going on, and having our meals prepped is such a weight off of me. It is truly a favor that I am able to do for myself to not have to worry about what we're going to eat. If I was going into every day during this crazy busy season, not knowing what we were going to eat and trying to figure it out and figure out the time to try to get a big dinner put on the table, I think I'd probably be losing my mind by now. But PrepDish.com saves me from that. So ladies, I really can't recommend enough that you head over to PrepDish.com/lovely, grab your free trial, and fall in love with this service that will seriously make your life easier. Do yourself this favor. Okay, so let's jump back into some favors that you can do for yourself and some things to just kind of make you feel alive again. Erica, give us another one.
I want to say grab your planner or your notebook and journal. Yeah. Take like 5 minutes and just sit down. This is so something that I really do a lot is I have my list of quick cleanups that I know that I'm incorporating throughout my week. And so when I accomplish one or two of those, I reward myself.
Now,
and
that's how things are. Hold the phone. Ladies, you need to hear the brilliance of Erica's quick cleanups. Please elaborate on this.
Okay, so I've taken tasks around my house that I know has to get done, whether it's weekly or daily, and I broke it down and figured out how long it takes me to do those.
So that's
I have
so smart.
Three different categories. I have my 15-minuters. That's not a word, I know. I have the 30-minuters, and I have the 60 minutes. And so what I'll do is I kind of periodically place those throughout my week. And when I have those done, I reward myself with something fun. And right now I'm really, really practicing my brush lettering. And yeah. So I keep those supplies downstairs. I know exactly where they're at. And I'll go, okay, if you get the dusting done, because I know that only takes 15 minutes, you can sit down and brush letter for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And so it's like a game I play with myself. And I really think that we have to feel rewarded for these mundane tasks that we do all the time, because they're never going to go away.
Yeah.
You guys, we're always going to have to do laundry. It doesn't matter if you have one kid, no kids, 20 kids, you're always going to be doing laundry.
Yeah.
And so why not give yourself a reward?
And having knowing how much time it takes you. So even if you don't have it in your plan, if you have a little bit of extra time, you could say, oh, I can do this quick task that I know only takes me, 5 to 15 minutes or whatever, and just get it done. And I think that having something, also using a timer as motivation, is huge. Like for me, I've been trying to do that when a room has just gotten out of hand. I'll just set the timer for 20 minutes and be like, okay, how quickly can I really make a big difference in this room? And it's so gratifying when that timer goes off.
It is. And that's a big key to keeping your home manageable.
Yes.
Is just doing that type of method. So that's what I do. And so I journal in my planner or in my traveler's notebook. I'll do something creative. But I always try to do something that has a visual result.
Yeah.
So that I can see it.
Yeah.
If we don't see it, I think sometimes we forget that we've done a favor for ourselves or we've taken time for ourselves. So I think visualizing some of these things are important.
Yeah. And like you said, like either doing something creative or even the journaling part of it, even if I'm just scratching a few words in my planner about like, this has frustrated me today, or this was exciting and wonderful today. You kind of have those pent up emotions either direction, and it can be kind of a relief to just get them out on the paper. It's kind of that same concept of getting out all the stuff you're holding in your head and trying to remember. Mm-hmm. If you just put it on the paper, it just allows you to kind of be able to move on with your day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think when we do that, we're better women, our moms, wives, and friends. We become better because we're less stressed. It's kind of like that feeling of, you know, when you're really tense and a lot of things are going on and your shoulders keep on creeping up towards your ears.
Yes.
When you take just those few moments and your shoulders then like relax and you take that deep breath, It literally feels that way. And you're like, oh, yeah. Okay, that's what that feels like.
Yes. It's a deep breath, shoulder release for the soul.
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right. So we were talking about cleaning. And I think that another thing that is so important about keeping up on the house and all of that is delegating. Because a lot of times I have this list that looks so overwhelming, all the things that I need to do. And when I look around the room, it's like, how am I going to get this all done? And then I realize I have four little people in tow. Now, I mean, the youngest one can't do a whole lot, but the other three can all do legitimate tasks. And to remember that it's a good mothering trait to teach them how to do this. And so I feel no shame or no, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say that I make my kids do the dishes and empty the dishwasher and fold the laundry. And it's totally fine for us to, I think sometimes I actually make myself feel guilty, as silly as that sounds, like, oh, they shouldn't have to do this or whatever. Yes, they should. Yeah. They live here too, and they need to contribute. And I need to be the example to them. If I want them to learn how to do this stuff, I need to be staying on top of it, and I need to be working alongside them. But I think it's important for the kids to take over legitimate tasks to help with the house.
Absolutely. I think, you know, in this day and time, we're living in the age of a child-centered home.
Yes.
Where so much of what we do is dictated by our children's needs. Mm-hmm. Or their wants.
Yeah.
And we forget that this isn't how life has been in the past.
No.
And it doesn't have to be. I think that we need to really nurture and grow our children in the idea that it takes a family to raise a family, and that we all live here, and it takes all of us to keep these things that we like and that we want, and to be able to do the things that we want to do. Well, then we all have to work towards that goal. So I think it's a great thing. And I mean, come on, you guys, your children aren't going to come up to you and say, Mom, why don't you take a break for a while? You deserve it. So there has to be a balance so that you can remember who you are and take joy in the purpose that you have, and they can learn to respect that. And then also to be joyful in that and see, hey, my mom is doing this. And, you know, when they get to be 16, I promise you guys, or 20, you know, they're going to look back and say, thank you. That's been rewarding for me. Yeah. Have my daughter come back and say, Mom, thank you for teaching me how to do the laundry.
Yeah.
Now I feel prepared to go to college on that issue. So it's, you know, they're big.
And it's true because so many kids go to college and don't even know how to boil water. Like we literally had friends who their son went to college and called home and was like, I wanted to make spaghetti and I couldn't because I didn't know how to boil water. Like, really? Really? Yeah. Like this is what is happening in our society, and I will not let my children be a victim of not knowing how to boil water. That's not going to happen on my watch.
They at least need to know how to make ramen noodles. Come on, guys.
Something here. And if they can, if we can go past that, you know, all the better, because and that's something else I've been incorporating my kids in, is having them helping with the cooking. And, hey, I've got, you know, we got to get out of here quickly and dinner needs to get done. You make the salad. You stir that pot. Mm-hmm. You do this thing. And it's so helpful. I mean, sometimes I'm just like, everybody out of the kitchen. Like, Mom just wants to be in here. I've been with you people all day. But there are times when it's legitimately helpful, and I'm glad that I've been teaching them those skills.
Yeah. And you know what? They enjoy it.
They do.
Really do. And as long as you're bringing them up in that, they will. I mean, my 11-year-old will come to me and be like, is it my night to cook? And he's gotten to the point where that's just something he enjoys. And if I skip it, he's heartbroken.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, I didn't get to cook. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, and then I'm like, all right, I need to make sure I make that time for him. And then at the same time, it's alleviated off of me. And then I can hold the baby and it's less stressed for sure.
And I think that, I mean, obviously, my kids aren't always, like, joyful and thrilled when I tell them to do the chores.
or to take the trash out.
Yeah. And I think sometimes they get that, like, nobody else has to do work, you know? And so something that's actually been helpful to us is, as we've been going through our history curriculum, but even if you're not a homeschooler, you could do this by having read-alouds at night, reading stories from kids in history, and it shows how they had to work. I mean, read the Little House books. Read, we've been reading about Daniel Boone. There's this whole series of, it's called like the Series of Young Americans. We'll put it in the show notes. But it's all these great leaders from our country, George Washington, Daniel Boone, Martha Washington, like all these different people. And it talks about them as kids. And they had a ton of work to do. And, you know, I may give my son the sideways glance a little bit as we're reading, like, huh, see, he was tending the cows all day long, kid. Like, I'm just asking you to do the dishes.
That's all you have to do.
But it is, I think it's helpful for them to kind of have that reality check that, oh, children do have to do work, and it's okay. It's not, like, punishment to have to contribute to the family.
Yeah.
So all right, I'll step off my soapbox.
I have another one.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor, ladies, and keep the good cookies for yourself.
Yes. Or the good chocolate.
Yes. If you love, mine is the Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies.
Yeah.
And I get them and I hide them.
Yes.
And I don't feel guilty about it.
No.
I don't. I used to, though. I really did.
Yeah.
And I only eat them when my children are taking naps or in bed.
Well, and sometimes they will still catch you. And they that point, when they say, you know, well, why don't I get any? I'll say, because you're not the mom. Like, someday when you are grown up and you have earned this privilege to eat chocolate or a cookie before dinner, then you can do that. But right now, I know I'm not going to spoil my own dinner. And this is okay. And I'm not going to feel guilty about it. Mine is the Ghirardelli sea salt dark chocolate caramel squares.
Those are good.
They're really yummy.
Those are good. But yeah, keep the good cookies for yourself.
Yes, I agree.
All right. So other than cookies, my next thing is coffee.
Yeah.
And I know not everybody's a coffee drinker. So maybe it's your tea. But I make myself fancy coffee. And when I say fancy coffee, you know, I have some syrups and a milk frother, and I actually make a fancy coffee because, you guys, I'm not taking five kids to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
That's not relaxing. And so this has become one of my things, and I do myself, and that's what I call it. I make myself, mommy is making herself a fancy coffee. You guys just need to relax.
Well,
and I just take a few moments to enjoy that.
I totally agree. And even, I mean, it doesn't, you don't have to go buy a milk
frother. No, you don't.
Milk frother, if I can say it right. But I found, like, just finding, like, that perfect, it was silly, perfect ground chocolate to put into your coffee. Now, I've tried to give up coffee, like, probably 15 times in the past year because I feel guilty drinking it. Because, like, oh, this isn't good for me. But there are also points that I've come to this year where it's, like, I've been stressed or things have been hard. And it's, like, it's such a source of joy in my morning to know I just have this cup of love.
Warm goodness.
Yes. It's, like, I'm okay. I give in. I love my coffee.
Yeah. Oh, I've given up giving up coffee. I'm at that point right now. Maybe 5 years from now, I'll be at a completely different point.
Yeah.
But I need just that few moments of just drinking that warmth, of just calm. It's quiet. And, you know, the funny thing is even if the kids are playing in the background, when I sip that coffee, it's quiet.
Yes.
It's just peaceful.
Yes. This is my cup of joy.
Yeah, absolutely. So whatever it is, if your cup of joy is tea or, you know, it's warm milk or whatever it is, have something that you can just hold on to, take a few sips and take a deep breath.
Yes, I agree.
It's the little things. It really is the little things. And I think that's what we forget. I think that we think that when you read in all these articles or you hear people talking on a blog or on Instagram to take time for yourself, that it has to be these grand things where you're gone for half the day getting mani-pedis or, you know, you go out that evening with your girlfriends and go to dinner. Well, I can't tell you the last time I did any of those.
Right?
Because I just can't.
Yeah.
But doing yourself a favor doesn't have to be these grand gestures.
Yeah.
And it really is the little things that you can incorporate.
And doing these little things, and it, like you're saying, just incorporating them into kind of daily life helps stave off that total burnout that you feel.
Yes.
Where you're like, okay, yeah, now I need 5 days away from you people to try to recover right. and feel like a human again. But if you do the little things, it's just like keeping up with your house. If you keep up with mm-hmm. it instead of just letting it get massively horrible and then trying to tackle it, you just don't get to that same place.
Exactly. So,
good thing I've got Erica to keep me accountable.
Well, I have been working on it for quite a while, so
yes.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't even have it always perfect. There's moments where I'm just like, seriously? I had one of those moments this weekend, too. I was like, that's it. Can we just get the counter cleaned off? Because, you know,
yeah.
tons of projects going on. And so I was like, it's not manageable anymore. It needs to be manageable.
Yes.
That's and everybody true. Looked at mommy like she was crazy.
That happens a lot around here.
Yeah. Yeah. But once it was done, then I got to just sit on the couch and watch a show. So that was my reward.
That's so nice. Which is another, reward all in itself. I know it can seem silly and not like we endorse every show on the planet, but sometimes it's nice to just be able to check out and watch something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's entertainment for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I like to keep my hands busy or I'll play in my planner or do something like that while I'm watching something. But
yeah.
there are some shows that I really love. I mean, if you've watched Periscope lately, then you know my love for Victoria. Let me tell you.
Yes, that was quite, in terms, addicting for a little while.
It was. Well,
oh,
it doesn't
so
help
good.
When you have someone who's like, oh my goodness, I just watched the best show ever. You have to watch it in one day, every episode, so that I have someone to talk about it with.
Catch up with me now.
Yeah. I've watched 8 episodes. Catch up.
Yeah. But to your credit, it was an amazing show.
Oh, so. It's so good, ladies. If
and
you
historical.
Haven't
it I was. Had a history lesson.
Right?
So, yes. And I journaled and planned while I was watching those too and wrote half of a course.
There you go. And it's actually spurred me on in my reading. I'm reading a book about Victoria mm-hmm. and Albert called We Two, which is very interesting. And it's been really fun to kind of see like where the show deviated from history and where they were right on. And of course, like the book keeps telling me that they don't look like they do in the show, but I just say, oh, that's silly. I just want to think of them yeah. like they're in the show.
Yeah, exactly.
But exactly. It's just such a clean love story. And it's so refreshing to see a married couple who just really loves each
love
other.
Love each other.
You know?
Yes.
And it's so funny yeah. that it was, I mean, you don't think of that kind of a love story from like the 1800s, but it so was. I just, you guys got to go watch it. It's just so good.
You do. Well, we should list a couple ones that we talked about on that scope.
Yes.
It was a great scope.
Yes. I think I put them somewhere, but we will include the links to the shows that we talked about on that show. And we'll include a link to that scope because it was a really fun episode where people were just interjecting the shows that they like. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so even if it's just going to be a Netflix and me type of time, you, the bottom line is you just carve out some time for yourself because nobody else is going to do it for you.
Yeah. And knowing that it might not be those huge hunks of time that you want. I mean,
right.
It's very rarely that I sit down and watch a whole show without pausing it.
Yeah, no. That's what DVRs are for.
Yes.
Yeah, and Netflix and yep. Amazon Prime. That's
yep.
what those were made for. The mom.
Yep. And a lot of times, like, my husband and I have gotten to this place where there's so many options with Amazon and Netflix and our DVR and whatever that we don't watch much of the same stuff anymore. But I can still sit next to him and watch something on my phone or my iPad while he's watching the latest basketball game. And I still get to, like, sit with him and, you know, be close to him, even if we aren't watching the same thing.
Yeah. And then also, too, it's fun when you have those few shows.
Yes.
I know you guys do, but Jason and I do. We just have a couple ones that we like to watch together.
Yes.
And we have to talk about them.
Yes.
And discuss them. But, you
well,
know,
so I have really to nice. Talk about it anyway. He's always like, really?
Yes. Jason just listens to me,
yes.
too. He's right. like, yeah, I thought it was good.
Yes, exactly. That was a fun episode. Okay. But what about how they talked about blah, blah, blah? And he's like, oh.
That's when you get your girlfriend.
Exactly. That's when I'm like, okay, I need to talk to Erica about the implications of what he just said.
Yes. So. And how this character relates to this character. Yes. So.
Absolutely.
All right. I think that was a lot of fast-paced tips, but I think that hopefully we can all just walk away from this show feeling a little bit more energized to jump into spring and get back on our feet again and take care of ourselves and enjoy life a little bit more.
Absolutely. Just take a break for yourself.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you so much for coming on with me today.
Thanks for having me again. It was so much fun. As always, I love talking with you.
And we got to have our girlfriend chit chat.
We did.
I hope all of you enjoyed it too, and I'll talk to you soon. That's it for this week's episode of the podcast, ladies. Thank you so much for joining me. And remember, again, you can get your free downloadable bookmark that works with any kind of planner. It'll work in your happy planners, your personal planners, your A5, whatever you've got, or you can just slip it in a book. It's that simple, but there is room to be able to hole punch it if you want to. And that is free to all subscribers at boldturquoise.com. You can go over to our show notes, boldturquoise.com/26. To find out all about it. Also, a huge thank you to all of you who've been rating and reviewing the podcast. It makes such a difference for our support, for us to get future sponsors, and for other people to just be able to find the podcast. So if you haven't done that already, it's super simple, and I'm hugely grateful for it. Just go to iTunes, search for Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast, and under that, you'll see a little review tab at the top. You can click on it right on your phone, leave a quick little review, just a sentence or two about why you like the podcast, and it will help us so much. So thank you to all of you who have done it and who are about to. Again, ladies, thank you for joining me one more week for Cultivating the Lovely, and until next time, go be bold and gracious.